Olsen reined in, swung down from the saddle, and snapped a crisp salute to the major, who returned it.
At ease, Lieutenant. Was your mission successful?
Yes, sir, for the most part, Major.
Olsen moved his left hand toward the wagon, which had also come to a stop.
As you can see, I've brought back Sergeant MacDonald and the other men who deserted.
Mm-hmm. I only count 9 men, and 2 of them appear to be civilians.
Private Bleeker, sir. He was killed trying to escape, and, those 2 had already changed into civilian guard.
Wait just a blasted minute.
He started to stand up.
We are civilians.
At a curt nod from Olsen, one of the troopers brought his horse alongside the wagon and slammed the barrel of his rifle down on Chance's shoulder.
We're not in the...
He slumped back down on the bench seat.
What was that man trying to say?
Don't pay any attention to him, sir. You know men like that will say or do anything to get out of the proper punishment that's coming to them.
A firing squad, you mean? When we were marching through Georgia, you know, back during the war, any man who tried to desert was given a swift court-martial and executed. Sometimes in the interest of expediency and because of battlefield conditions, the court-martial and the sentence were carried out concurrently.
So I've heard, Major. And entirely proper, under the circumstances, in my opinion. But you told me when you gave me my orders and sent me after these men that they weren't to be killed unless it was unavoidable, as it was in the case of Private Bleeker.
I did?
Yes, sir. These men are going to be sentenced to the work detail.
Ah, yes, the work detail. Of course. We're engaged in a very important mission here, Lieutenant. Nothing must jeopardize it.
I'm sure nothing will, sir, as long as you're in command.
In the wagon, Chance leaned closer to Ace.
That major's not right in the head.
I think you may be right.